Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Well, I've been reading the text line, which has been pretty active this morning.
Oh, good.
Ranj.
Participation, we love it.
Yes, 314-436-7900.
Even if you disagree and are entirely wrong.
We appreciate you giving us the numbers. Yeah. Our boss doesn't care. Yeah. So there we go. We were talking about newspapers and how the Atlanta Constitution or Atlanta Journal-Constitution shut down and went just digital, I should say. The print stopped, and how you have these legacy newspapers. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette is shutting down on May 3rd. Now, this is following a lengthy labor struggle with its staff. But it does make me sad every time I see a local newspaper either go digital only or just disappear. I'm old school. I like newspapers. I love local newspapers. I think they do great work.
Yep.
And I like the big newspapers like the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. Having that delivered every morning is so fun. It's like a ritual. You get your coffee, you walk outside, wave to the neighbors who aren't out there.
Well, so let me, I'm glad you brought this up. First of all, let me just say this about papers in general. We need them. We need more of them, but we are getting fewer and fewer of them. And it is decidedly not good for a democracy. Sorry, it just isn't. And this is it's a bad direction that we've been heading for the last 20 years or so.
And local ones are really important.
Very, very important. So this is a shame every time one of these closes. Here's the other thing. This is from somebody on KDKA Pittsburgh, which is a talk radio station in Pittsburgh. And he says, quote, a Post-Gazette employee texted me the following. They gave us 45 minutes notice for a Zoom call. At 1:15, the Zoom lasted 60 seconds. It was a taped message from corporate.
Ugh.
They got fired with a recorded message from corporate, and the entire call was 1 minute long. They didn't even have the courtesy to have a live person talk to them. That's despicable. Absolute despicable behavior. If you're going to fire somebody, at least have the courtesy to either meet them in person, and if you can't because there are too many people or they all work from home and it's hard to get everybody together, at least have a live face. You know, actually, at bare minimum, have a live phone call.
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know what the labor dispute was, because some of these are just shutting down like without labor disputes. Right. They're not.
Yeah.
It's not because of that. So I don't know what that labor dispute was, how long it had been going on. But anyway, yeah, you would think that at least not a recorded message. On a lighter note, I do have the Ryan Hamilton talking about New York, claiming that if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
There's a little attitude in this city. We can be honest about that, right? New Yorkers say stuff like, I could never live anywhere. Come on. I think you could pull it together. I really do. I think if you really focused, you could learn how to grocery shop in Milwaukee, you know?
And anyway, then he just brings up, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. Not in a town of 1,000 in Idaho.
It's probably tough to live in Idaho.
Right? I think he brings up such a valid point.
The entire state population was 1,000.
No, Idaho's actually really beautiful. That's where
I didn't say it wasn't
Demi
beautiful.
Moore
I just said there wasn't
Ashton
a whole lot of people.
Kutcher lived for a while.
They did?
Yeah. They have in the ski resorts there. I will say this. I have driven to Colorado multiple times. Don't want to brag.
So,
and I've driven through some towns in Kansas where I've thought, I could not live here. Because you are so far. You're 5 hours from the nearest anything.
So, you know Dr. Oz. You've heard of him before, yes?
Yes.
He is the administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. He's been that since last year. Well, there are new recommendations from the FDA, Health and Human Services, about a number of different things we have not gotten into yet, and I'm sure we will. But he says alcohol, he calls alcohol a social lubricant that brings people together. But he also says don't have it for breakfast.
Okay, well, you know what? First of all, both of those things are probably true. He's not wrong.
I mean,
I could hear you saying those things.
He probably, yes.
Alcohol is a social lubricant. It brings people together. Don't have it for breakfast.
There's a Professor Galloway. We played something from him, and I think it was about young men. This was a while ago that you brought it up on the show, and he is talking about it. And one of the things he says all the time is people should drink more. And it's not about the drinking. It's that going out, having a beer, going to a bar. It's socialization. And we are doing less socialization now than we used to.
True.